I don't look on poetry as closed works. I feel they're going on all the time in my head, and I occasionally snip off a length. John Ashbery.
Roger Finkston has been writing and publishing his poems since the early 60s, when many reputable literary magazines appeared in mimeographed format. And even though he still claims abysmal ignorance about the digital age, much of his work these days can be found online in such e-zines as Mannequin Envy, Poetry Midwest, the Innisfree Poetry Journal, The Pedestal, Collider Whirl, and the Cracked Kettle Review. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Welcome, Roger. Let's hear which lengths you've brought with you today.
Harley Boy. When the lady next door graces the small stage of her front porch to call her cat, I stop whatever I'm doing to listen. Her voice a smoky lilt of Harley Boy. Sometimes in her blue robe, she crosses the road to the edge of the woods, calling into that morning darkness. And I marvel that all creatures therein remain silent to the liquid spell that would certainly bring me purring around her legs for that dish of cream her voice becomes. The Silence. When he showed up in the backyard this spring, I didn't think much of it. Mimas polyglottos, just another mockingbird, one of many songsters trilling in and out of trees and bushes, or, as his kind are wont to do, flashing bullish at the feeder like the cacophonic jays, or that star drummer, the pileated woodpecker, truly a living cartoon and fond of suet. But it was the mateless male, the bird book says, who nearly did us in, my wife and me, voicing his need atop the neighbor's clothesline pole or on the lilac's springy perch outside our bedroom window. A welcome lilt had it been a decent hour, but not at midnight or 2 or even 4 or 5 a.m. A seemingly endless repertoire of pilfered measures that might include a squeaky gate or a dog's repeated bark. And I think we heard them all from this vain, glorious wonder, 10 inches bill to tail. Not some wannabe, but a cocksure crooner who, when he finally stopped, mated perhaps or gone elsewhere with his ardent search, left a silence equally disturbing. Blues. Sometimes, just sitting and reading the newspaper, I get the heebie-jeebies and become a ruin of racing heart, my hair on fire, my mind a burning house. I almost wrote horse, maybe because in today's paper Molly Ivins says things are going to get worse, and I'm thinking of all the king's horses and all the king's men, how they can't, you know, together again. And this is the Sunday paper, 8 a.m., too early for a beer. So I pop a Xanax with my green tea and turn to what I call the loser's page, last night's lottery numbers. Sure enough, my fortune cookie is wrong again. But somebody has to win. They always do. It could be me or us. I've always said I'm willing to share, and sharing, like poetry, illumines the moment. Speaking of which, time to step outside and be undone by morning glories. Even though they look a little ravaged by the season, those girls know how to have a good time, still forcing a few buds on vines, winding greeny loops mid-air, before they trumpet their final blues.
Roger Finkston has been reading his poems on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.